Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Did you know this is just the best bits from our live show, The Late Night Alternative?
And sometimes I can't fit all the best bits in. Yes. So what we're saying is have a listen to our show, and you can watch our show too on twitch.tv/Ian Lee.
I-A-I-N-L-E-E. We do it live every weeknight, 9 o'clock UK time. That's 1 o'clock if you're in LA, and 4 o'clock if you're in New York City. If you're elsewhere in the world, you have to work it out yourself. Google it.
Now, we mostly go from 9 till 12, but sometimes we can go on longer. We can go on as long as we like, and we want you to be there. So have a listen to us, have a watch of us, twitch.tv/Ian Lee.
People went, is that Will Varley? I said, I don't know, is it? I'm like, yeah, he's brilliant. I love him. So we'll wait for Will to join us.
I need to change all this. What did I tell you about Will Varley? Born 7th of March 1987.
Damn good looking. I hate good looking people.
He is one of the founding members of the arts collective Smugglers Records.
Yeah.
He's toured extensively.
I could beat them in a fight.
He's toured extensively across the world and opens for the likes of Billy Bragg, Valerie June, Frank Turner and the Proclaimers. You've heard of those guys.
Yeah, I could beat all of those guys up in a fight.
He's headlined in his own right venues, including the Union Chapel and the Shepherd's Bush Empire. Do you remember when he dropped that one on us?
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah. I could beat the Union Chapel and Shepherd's Bush Empire up in a fight.
And his fifth studio album, The Spirit of Mini, was released in 2018.
I could beat that record up in a fight.
And I can hear him breathing.
We can hear you breathing, Will. We'd love.
Oh, you're echoing.
You're echoing.
Are you in the Union Chapel now?
This is... No, the echo's gone.
You've come
hang
closer.
On. Will, am I echoing now? Hello? Oh, the echo doesn't work on there.
Don't mess with it. We've only just got the non-echo.
We've had a terrible night technically tonight. He's quiet. Oh, you can't hear him, guys. I've got the desktop turned down.
But there he is.
You can hear him. We can see him. Hello. He is a beautiful man.
Hello.
How you doing, Will?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
It's lovely to. Yeah, I'm all right. We had a stressful start. We nearly cancelled it. My internet was down, which for an internet-based show...
makes things tricky.
That's not great. Important, yeah.
That's not great. But we are all right. It's lovely to see. Sorry, if I'm looking away, it's nothing rude. I'm just fiddling with audio and stuff like that. It's lovely to speak to you properly. We've chatted on the phone a few times on the show. And I know we've kind of emailed and tweeted and stuff. But you're a real human being. Look, we
can see you.
Face. Well, kind of flat, real human being.
That's all we get these days. That is all we get these days is flat intimacy. I've heard so many conspiracy theories. Maybe you buy into it. I don't know. Maybe they're not. But so many people have said, well, it's to control us. This is now the COVID may or may not have been real.
To cripple the economy just for.
Well, hang on a second, though. because a lot of people in power are making a lot of money out of this. You know, the contracts that are being awarded for PPE and all of these things, the track and trace, all of these things are being awarded to friends of the people who are incredibly wealthy anyway, are being given chances to make even more money out of misery, while we're sort of doing all right.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people are being, the working people are losing out, and the real elite are doing. Sorry, Will, welcome to Conspiracy Corner. I hope you. Just someone said it to me the other day, or I read it the other day or something, and I started going, oh, well, that's not. Oh, well,
but
actually, maybe there is something.
But those guys have always profited, whatever the situation.
Yep, yep, that's true. So, that's very, very true.
There we go.
It's just impossible to know what's going on. I think there's a. Have you seen that documentary Bitter Lake about the confusion techniques? The kind of.
No, but I like the sound.
Where
of
is
it.
This documentary? Is it on YouTube?
It was on iPlayer for a long, long time.
Okay, you passed the first test.
I don't know whether that means it's right or not, but
usually when they're really just on YouTube, we think they may be a little dicey.
Yeah, that's how you can lose like weeks of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of adverts for booze at the moment. When I went to the pictures to see Tenet, which is, I thoroughly recommend. I want to see it again, actually. I won't go to the pictures. It was 15 quid. I'll wait till it comes out on DVD. But lots of adverts for booze. Lots of adverts for booze, Will. And also lots of adverts with like sort of slow, this could be a market for you. Lots of slow, really sad music and a voice going, we've had a tough time recently.
Yeah, yeah.
We've really struggled to get through this. But we will.
Playing.
Yeah, go on, do it.
Here we go.
It's been a tough time. We've missed loved ones. Parents have gone unseen. Businesses closing down. Not being able to meet with friends. But don't worry. Have a Coke. Coke will fix it. So much of that, man. They're all that.
Yeah.
They're all that.
They always break into a joyful vibe as well. And it's like, yeah, but we're going to be okay.
Can I just say, Will, you've got the easiest gig ever. Someone has just put in the chat, after seeing that piano bit, wow, he is good. So...
Job done.
Thank you, sit stands. You think this is what is it? It's, you know, have you seen or heard the Ravi Shankar live at the concert for Bangladesh with George Harrison? And he's like, him and the band are like noodling away, and they stop. Huge round of applause, and Ravi Shankar goes, "Well, that's great. Well, if you enjoyed the tuning up, if you enjoy the songs as much as you just enjoyed the tuning up, you're really going to like our set." So it's a true thing. It's great. Well. Can we have a song, please? Because live music is one of the things. We've been digging the Stephen Page concerts on a Saturday night, but to see someone make something live in front of our very eyes would be delightful.
I've spent the last sort of hour trying to hook up a bit of reverb. It might be too much. I don't know. Do I sound like I'm down a hill now? Down a well?
You sound a little bit like you're in a cellar.
Don't mention a well. It sounds good. I like it.
Do it.
Okay, let's try that. Otherwise, it's been a waste of 2 hours. Might as well use it.
Do it. We'll push through.
It's been a waste of 6 months for us.
Okay, I'll do... I haven't sung a song in... So I was thinking this. I probably should have spent the last 2 hours like thinking about songs that I know as opposed to playing with sounding like down a well. Right, I'll do this one because I know the words to this. This is like a really old song of mine, but... Well, you're 6 seconds old in the arms of your mother. 6 weeks later, you start to see color. And you learn pretty soon, if you cry, you get tits. You learn how to crawl and you learn how to shit. By the time you can speak, they've got you in school. We're just asking questions, it's breaking the rules. Well, 10 years later, the system has won. You stopped asking questions and sucking your thumb. On your 13th birthday, they give you a drink. So you get it all down, you forget how to think. So you tell your first girlfriend you're gonna die young.
At the end of her garden, she gives you some tongue. Well, by 14, she's left you. Well, life is unfair. You got Shay on your T-shirt and spikes in your hair. And your best friend from school say it just doesn't suit you. You sit on a wall and you talk of the future. Say king for a king, eye for an eye. Little birds still sing when they fall from the sky. If I slip a little whiskey now into your cup, would you swear that you'll never grow up? You swear that you'll never grow up. Well, your teenage years scar you like daggers. Insecurities turn into a swagger. Defensifies Normandy, lacking maturity. Drink like a fish, smoke like a chimney. King for a king, eye for an eye. The birds still sing when they fall from the sky. But at least we can laugh, and at least we can smile. Cause we all just drop in for a while. Yeah, we all just drop in for a while. Well, by 20, you're starting to run out of steam. You got no money, and you can't sell your dreams. You get a job in an office like a means to an end. You start wearing shirts, losing your friends. Then one night, you meet a girl after a smoke. She looks all right, and she laughs at your jokes. Well, take it all easy, boy, you can be lazy. Watch out, son, you got a baby, oh, 6 seconds old in the arms of your lover. 6 weeks later, she starts to see color. And you swear that no harm come to her or her mother. Your means to an end, well, it's starting to suffer. Say, king for a king, eye for an eye. The birds still sing when they fall from the sky. But at least we can laugh, and at least we can smile. Cause we all just drop in for a while. Yeah, we all just drop in for a while. Now, yeah, it's getting grey, and so is your moustache. Your best friend from school, he dies in a car crash. You bury him, it's raining, you stand by your wife. You say, what have I done with my life? I'm just a name in a family tree, nothing to history, but me and my woman, that's all that it means to me. Singing king for a king, eye for an eye, the birds still sing when they fall from the sky. So slip a little something now into my cup, and we'll swear that we'll never grow up. Yeah, we'll swear that we'll never grow up.
Ah. That's incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. I don't know if you, are you open for criticism?
Oh my god.
No, yeah.
I love the way you say chimney.
That's not criticism. That's a good thing.
That's the sugar. I'm not so keen on the way you say moustache.
I like it. It's just right.
But you've got to rhyme it with car crash.
Go on, do it. Go,
well, you, Chris de Burgh would have just done Crash, wouldn't he?
Crash.
He did Romance.
Crash. Guys in the car crash.
Oh, mate. That was lovely. You've got some fans in the chat, by the way.
Yeah, loads.
Flaming Ice Fox, I think, might be one of yours. So, and there's a few others whose names have popped by. How are you... talk about the business side of it in a minute. Mentally, how are you dealing with all of the stuff that the last 6 months?
I feel like I kind of go up and down, you know. And
you can turn the echo off.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
Although he does sound like a voice of God.
Wow,
it's quite a serious issue, and he's got it reverb.
Let me just try to do the. There we go.
There you go. You got it. Go on. Sorry. Mentally, the last 6 months.
I felt like at the beginning when it all started happening, I was very quickly going up and down. It would be like a sort of. One day I'd be kind of, this is crazy and exciting, and there's all these kind of new things you can try and do. And then the next day I'd sort of feel very low and depressed and scared. And now I feel like it's it's the same, but it's over a longer period of time. Like, I'll get a week where I feel really good and up, and then I'll get a week where I just feel really, like, kind of blurry and sludgy, and I feel like there's so many parts of my brain that I'm not using. They're starting to kind of die off, you know? It's like, it's all getting a little bit repetitive, and I don't know. I want to get on a train and not know where I'm going. Or like.
It's relentless now, isn't it? And it's I hit a wall maybe a week, 2 weeks ago, and I'm struggling to kind of get back up and face the onslaught again, because it's just, I mean, we've got my kids here, and the boys are going back to school this week, so there's, you know, kind of concern around that, and it's just relentless.
Yeah, and it's the tricky thing is being careful but not passing on your stuff to the kids. And I noticed that my youngest got quite worried about, she was going out with her granddad the other day, and she got really worried about where they might be going and whether there might be too many people and stuff. And yeah. I said, she's eight. She's supposed to enjoy going out with her granddad and just trust him to it. And I said, look, he's not going to take you anywhere risky. If there are too many people, you'll go somewhere else. And that's at the point where I realised that maybe I'm gripping on a bit too tight, and she's getting it from me, you know?
I'm just putting your website in the chat because a lot of people are asking, and they can't Google it themselves.
Christopher.com is...
Romance.
There you go. And obviously, business-wise, you got no job.
No, yeah. It's been the longest I've gone without doing a gig since I was probably 13. And
yeah.
I'm older than that now. It's like 20 years, you know, of just playing all the time. And I didn't realise how much I really, like, it's like part of my kind of whole thing. I didn't realise that until you don't do it, you know. And even watching live music is a huge part of my life.
I was talking to a friend the other day, and she said what she didn't realise from being furloughed for this amount of time was how much of her self-esteem is bound up with her job and what she does for a living and being productive.
Yeah, and feeling that kind of sense of, you know, we kind of all have these things in our lives that we kind of put together the days to kind of feel good at certain times. And like, I've done that, and now I'm going to sort of, you know, sit and watch TV for a bit or whatever. And you kind of, and without a lot of the stuff that I do kind of to make the work feel like work, everything just starting to get really slow. It's like kind of a massive bath of mashed potato, and it just kind of keeps coming, you know.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, this is Ian Lee, half of the Late Night Alternative. I just want to quickly thank the sponsors of the show. Without these people, we could not do the show. As always, big up the Gregorian, Richard Gregorian, GELaw.co.uk. If you're going through divorce, they will help you. They won't charge the earth, and they will be kind to you. 34sp.com. They are web hosting and domain names based. They are really, really lovely people. Really nice small team. They can speak geek and they can speak human. They've also got a code that you can use, TLNA, that will get you 3 months free hosting. TLNA. And I tell you what, if you get a website through them while we're still advertising, send us a message and we'll plug your website as well. And of course, Poseidon Safety Management, largest supplier of guard dogs in the two counties of Cornwall and Devon. Thank you, Zeus. Go and check them out on Poseidon Safe, at Poseidon Safe on Twitter. Right, on with the show. And how are you coping? I know you've got, and there's people are asking, this guy's great. Has he got albums? Yeah, bloody hell, he's got albums. You know, obviously you can go on, if you want to go on Spotify, it's on Spotify. But if you want to support artists, I would suggest buying an album or a CD or something now is a great time to do it. You check out the website, willvarley.com. And I know you've got like a, I signed up to a subscription. You've got different kind of packages and stuff.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's great. It's been amazing having the kind of freedom creatively without having to be involved with social media. Because you've got a sort of your own little sort of social media thing without having to kind of go on the wider thing. So I've been a lot freer creatively on there. And I've started a podcast, which I just wouldn't really have the, I don't know. I've kind of thought about it. I've just never got around to it. And doing bits and pieces like that, but it's been great. So it's backstage.willvarley.com. And it's just like a little, it's like its own version of Spotify, basically, just with my stuff on.
It's, I don't see when it's going to change for performance. I don't see it. I know that there have been some festivals. Okay, well, the weather's about to turn, so that's done. We cancelled all of our live shows, and actually it came at a point when I don't want to do live shows anymore, so it's kind of... But I just don't... who was it we had on last week who said that some comedy venues are looking at doing 3 shows a day because you can only have a third of the audience in. So to make the money they'd make, you've got to do 3 shows.
I mean, that's okay for 1 or 2 nights, but trying to do a 3-month tour like that, I think you'd do yourself an injury.
Yeah. Does it worry you? Do we'll get to some jolly stuff in a minute, but looking ahead, it must be.
It is. Yeah. It's, I'm worried about the whole ecosystem, you know, my agent and all of the people that run the venues and all the whole, it's like this whole thing and everyone kind of feeds off each other. And I just don't know how it's going to kind of, get started again. I really don't know. And I can imagine doing sort of, you know, small pub shows with, you know, 50 to 100 people. But when are you going to be able to have 500 people in a room or 1,000 people in a room? When that's going to be allowed? I don't know.
It's interesting you mentioned the agents, because we've got the same agent. And I spoke to him the other day. I said, how are you doing with all of this? And he said, not great. Every phone call he's made in the last 4 months has been either telling someone they've lost their job or telling them they've got to take a 35% pay cut. Because there's no money in what we do, you know, or there's less money in radio and TV. And he's not been able to tell anyone in the last 4 months, I got you that job. Yeah. It's all, are you prepared to lose a third of your money to carry on working? And so obviously his income is affected, and that means his agency is affected. And it is everyone. It's not just the performer. It's the person that sells the tickets at the theatre. It's the person working behind the bar, the sound guy, the company that you use to hire the van so that you can get all the equipment there. All of it filters through everything, man.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What fun stuff are you doing? Have you seen any good films recently?
We watched the Eurovision film.
So good.
Did you enjoy it?
Good. It's funny. I thought the first half, my wife sort of fell asleep. She's like, it's rubbish. And then it got better. And by the end, because that kind of, that really modern pop stuff really drives me up the wrong way.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of that, you know, those sort of big medleys and stuff. But, yeah, I think by the end, I quite enjoyed it.
You've watched it about 5 times.
About 7. Yeah, me and my kids are obsessed with it to the point where my eldest had a birthday last week and she got a Yaya Ding Dong birthday card from her sister.
Well, you're now getting heckled in the chat from several people saying play Yaya Ding Dong. I really enjoyed it. I went to the pictures at the weekend for the first time.
Oh, yeah, you said, last time we spoke.
It was all right. It was all right. I cried when I sat there and waiting for the adverts to come on at just the thought of sadness for my kids, thinking, what have we done to this world? But just the freedom of being able to sit in the cinema. Mm. And I thought, Jesus, I've missed this more than I thought I'm doing. And I'm there with a mask and, you know, all of that shit. Yeah. But I saw Tenet.
Right. How is it good?
I think it was. The more I think about it.
Is it, you didn't enjoy it, but you didn't. But you liked it.
I really liked it, but there was very little enjoyment factor in it. It was, it's really complicated. And 45 minutes into it, I'm thinking, oh, this is too complicated. And I thought, no, 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 this is what I want. I want an intelligent action movie where it's, there's a cut, right? Where there's not, there's a, I'm not going to give any spoiler, but there is a car chase in it, right? But it's a really intelligent car chase. And I won't say any more than that. People who've seen the film will know what I mean. It's a car chase. You watch it going, I don't know what's going on, but it's great because for the 2.5 hours...
Are they observing lane etiquette and
a bit,
mirror signal manoeuvre?
For the 2.5 hours, you can't stop thinking. You know, it's not like a film with The Rock in or something where you can switch off and it's lovely and it's all that going on for an hour and a half. You've got to follow it. And it was great. And Kathy's a little bit more nervous than I am.
Only because I've not been on my own, I don't think. The only time I'm alone at the moment is driving here. And, you know, and I didn't work for 6 weeks. But I've been around the kids.
Absolutely, yeah.
Since this all started. So, I don't know, I feel like, in some ways, I feel like that last Japanese soldier in the jungle. I don't know what is going on.
They had a Japanese soldier in the jungle? I didn't see that guy.
They wouldn't come out. You know, he still thought the war was on and he didn't believe anyone else when they said it was over. I feel like I'm coming out of the bunker and everyone else is carrying on. And I went, whoa, 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 when did this happen?
But to help Catherine release her grip slightly, and my grip is still quite tight, I said, come with me to the pictures this week. And if you don't like it, we'll go. But I would not ask you to come if I didn't think it was safe. The only film that's on that isn't Tenet is the 30th anniversary of, what is it?
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
And he's never seen it.
Never seen it, Will. And we're going to go and see Dirty Dancing in the pictures, yeah. Can't
that
wait.
That is not social distancing.
So I'm very excited.
Mask. Wow.
Can you imagine? That's Dirty Dancing now would be taking the mask off and not washing your hands.
Will, I would... Okay, I have my name on Google Alert and it just came up I've been murdered. But it's another Ian Lee, so...
I think we can confirm that, yes.
Horrific, a relief to my family, horrific to the other family. I didn't mean to make light of that, that sounds horrendous. Will, could you play us another song to get me out of this sticky predicament I've got us in, please?
I can.
And you can put the echo back on if you'd like. I'm loving this, by the way. It's so nice to see you, man.
Great to see you too. I'm going to play hello. A newer song. Well, this is kind of a very new song. I was going through my songs the other day and realised that everything's quite depressing that I've got. And so I've kind of thought I'd write a song for my daughter that maybe wasn't as depressing. She's only two. And I thought, you know,
love it.
Maybe have something a little bit less. And considering, you know, be nice to guide the conversation in that direction. So. Darkness of a midnight storm. You were shining like the arms of Orion's arm. Can you see the rain and you still like... this is a new song and I don't know the words.
Oh, lovely. Go on, man.
Can you hear the song in the wind again like we used to then? We can still dance whether we are dead or alive. Now it's been so many, many years. One thing that I know is I never get tired of loving you. No, I never get tired of loving you. As this world turns into something new, I will never get tired of loving you. See how one day breaks so easily into that evening sun. This
This is the eternal curse of our restless minds. But we can wave at each other through time as if life was a mountainside. We can still dance whether we are dead or alive. I know it's been so many, many years. One thing that I know is I never get tired of loving you. No, I never get tired of loving you. As the world turns into something new, I will never get tired of loving you.
Something a little bit more, you know.
One of the best John Lennon songs in the world, right? And I hated it as a kid. And now a 47-year-old dad, his beautiful boy. Do you know that one?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's you know, and it's when he came back and he hadn't done an album for 5 years and everyone was like waiting for, you know, Strawberry Fields Forever and I Am the Walrus. And he came back with an album of songs about his wife and songs about his kid and Beautiful Boy. And everyone went, Jesus, he's singing a song about Beautiful Boy. But it's so good. And maybe you need to be a parent. Do you know the song, Catherine?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, and there's that vibe, you know.
Oh,
it's equivalent, you know, it's beautiful.
I think sometimes, you know, the thing is, especially when things are going on like this in the world, there's a tendency just to really go into yourself and to make everything very, very depressing. I've always done that my whole career, but for some reason, I just really wanted to write. When the world was falling apart, actually, I wanted to write something kind of that made me feel happy to sing.
I was just wondering, Will, what gauge you're going for these days on the old strings there. What gauge are you going for? Going heavy, light, medium? What are you doing? What are you doing these days, Will?
These are medium strings.
Thought so. I thought so. I was going to say that, yeah.
Why are you asking that?
Technical guitar question. See, we're just guitar bros. Got my guitars over there, Will. I'd get them, but Catherine will tell me off. I'd love to get one.
Go on and play Will a song.
I don't want to embarrass him. He's the guest. I'll play one when he's gone.
I bet you will.
It's rude to belittle the guests with your own talent.
Oh, is that what would happen?
A good host plays down their talents to bring up the guests' talents.
Oh, there's no playing down required.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Will. See, he appreciates it.
He's sparing all our blushes.
He knows the game. What was it like playing at Shepherd's Bush Empire?
It was amazing. It was a whole different universe, that gig.
I saw Stephen Stills there. That's the kind of place it is, you know.
It was nuts.
You've done that all that off your own bat, as we would say.
In what sense?
Well, how have you kind of made this happen? You haven't got like a Decca Records or a Columbia Records behind
no.
you.
No, there's no sort of major label or anything. No, but I was very lucky to meet a couple of good groups of people. So a group of people in Kent called Smugglers Records first, and then Extramar Recordings in London, who looked after me a lot and took me on tour with Frank Turner and some other people. And I've toured with the Proclaimers and done some a lot of great opening slots. And that's kind of how I've got a lot of my audience, I think.
Well, I've only met Billy Bragg once. I know you've toured with Billy Bragg.
Yeah, done shows with Billy.
Only met him once, interviewed him because he had a brilliant book out about skiffle. Such a good book.
You were totally charmed by him, weren't you?
What a delightful gentleman.
Amazing guy, yeah.
Isn't he? And he was there, he was filming something. I met him in a room above a pub and he was filming something for Top of the Pops. It was like talking about when he was on Top of the Pops. I don't think, maybe it was sexuality he was talking about. I don't think it was the Beatles one. And so I just sat there watching him doing that. And he said, all right, Ian, can I just go and quickly grab a coffee? And I said, Billy, you take your time. And we just had 45 minutes. And it was just a joy. I don't know much about his music. I've got a couple of his albums because when I was in the jungle, Shappy recommended a couple of his records. So I got them and loved them. But this book about skiffle was just incredible, a real eye-opener.
Yeah.
What a lovely man.
He's an amazing bloke. So I did the first show with him in an amazing venue in where was it? It was like a circus that had been converted into a like an old Victorian circus. And the stage was on top of where the pool was, would have been, where they'd kind of have all the like the seals and whatnot. I can't remember what it was called, but I went up there, and I've been a fan of Billy Bragg's kind of my whole life. And I was backstage, and there was a knock at the door about an hour before the show. And it was Billy Bragg. And he said, do you watch the beautiful game? And there was some kind of football match going on. I literally have no idea about football. And I just went, yeah. And so I went with him into his dressing room, and I sat for 45 minutes watching this football match with Billy Bragg and his kind of a couple of his crew. And I was sitting there, I was thinking, there's so many things I'd love to sort of, you know, chat to Billy Bragg about in this moment. But actually, we just sat and watched football for 45 minutes. And every now and again, he'd go, oh, yeah. And I go, oh, yeah. What was going on? But we've since met many times, and he's given me some great advice.
It's nice, isn't it? People like that, you just feel very comfortable around, you know. It was lovely. Are you doing any Zoom shows? Because we've done a couple. Our friend Stephen Page just does it every week.
I did a couple of sort of Facebook Live shows at the beginning of the thing, and I just haven't done it again. Just haven't kind of like had the impetus or the kind of, you know, the energy to do it. I should do another one.
No. I should. It's if you fancy it. As Kath keeps reminding me, when I struggle with projects or get down about stuff, she keeps saying, we're in the middle of a global pandemic. This is such a weird time for human history. It's unique. And there's no
right way of doing it. If you're not feeling it, just listen to yourself and sit with it for a bit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
WillVarley.com. is the website. You got someone in your chat is saying Bandcamp as well. Is that the best place to go?
Not yet. No, it will be on Friday.
Okay.
Because I'm actually this week. One of my lists of things to do is to upload and get all my Bandcamp sorted. But if you wanted to go Bandcamp, do it on Friday. And also they cut the percentages on a Friday every other Friday or every month or something. So yeah, Friday for Bandcamp. But otherwise. Spotify, follow me on there, or willvarley.com. There's some stuff for sale on the website.
Is it true as well, if people follow you on Spotify, it's better for you financially?
Yeah. Well, it's better I don't know if it's better financially, but it just kind of increases your metrics and the kind
right.
of... I think the way... Because there's all these algorithms, like computer brains running Spotify.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're working out, but I think following on there is good.
All right. Well, we'll send me a tweet on Friday with the Bandcamp link when everything is up, and we will retweet it.
Yeah,
will do. Thanks so much.
So yeah, nice to see you, man. At last, I can't. When this is all done, we'll have to go out for a cup of tea somewhere and a slice of cake.
That'd be lovely. That'd be great. Absolutely. Yeah, I missed you at the Bob Dylan thing. I know you weren't a big fan, but
yeah. What did you think of that?
I loved it.
He didn't give a toss, did he?
Yeah, I mean, I had a great time. Me and my dad just got drunk and really enjoyed it. Really,
looking back on it, I loved it in the context of Bob Dylan since 1966 has been going out on stage and going, yeah,
pleasing himself.
Oh, you want blowing in the wind? I've got this. Blow this in the wind.
Or you can work it out. I'm going to sing it in no particular order.
He's done it. He's done it forever. When I was one of the suckers that paid whatever it was, 150 quid a ticket to be in the Golden Circle, I felt cheated and pissed off. Even though I knew it was coming, and I still felt like a schmuck. A year later, I get it. I was part of the great Bob Dylan swindle, and I'm proud. I'm proud to have been part of it.
You'll really know you're part of it when you book to go and see him again.
Bloody hell. Well, it's so nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you so much. It's lovely to, see you. It's lovely to see you. Your lips moving is what I'm trying to say, but I couldn't find a nice way of saying it without it sounding creepy. Stay safe, and we'll speak again soon,
you
mate.
You guys
take care.
Too. Great to
take
see
care,
you.
Will.
See you
later. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Ah, talented
He's
people.
He's so good,
isn't he?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.